A group of American musicians who play gamelan, a traditional form of Balinese music, are so good that they were invited to appear at this year's Bali Arts Festival. They were the only non-Indonesian group ever to participate in the festival's music competition. Gail Wine traveled to Bali and has a story.
Everyone in Bali grows up hearing and playing gamelan. But most of the members of Dharmaswara did not. They're primarily American musicians. Some of them, like Nicky Reisnauer, heard the music and loved it from the very first note. Reisnauer is a doctoral student in musicology at Cornell University.
It blew my mind. I just thought it was the most amazing sounding thing. It sounded like nothing I'd ever heard before, I guess.
Others took some time to warm to the very foreign sound of this music. Andy McGraw first heard Balinese gamelan in a world music class, and he absolutely hated it.
It sounded radically out of tune and disorganized, and I couldn't make any sense of it.
Today, McGraw is Dharmaswara's executive director.
Then when I first heard it live, it was in Bali, and it was in a contest between two of the best groups on the island in a temple contest. And I couldn't believe it was the same music I had heard on this cassette that I detested so much.
Some of the Dharmaswara musicians traveled from as far away as Richmond, Virginia, and Ithaca, New York, for weekly rehearsals in Manhattan. Once they arrived in Bali, the group rehearsed up to 7 hours a day. They also performed concerts in villages in the 2 weeks leading up to their appearance at the festival. Many gamelan performances in Bali take the form of a competition. But unlike Western classical music competitions, where a panel of experts rates each performance, McGraw explains gamelan competitions in Bali rely mostly on audience reaction.
You play for 10 minutes and the other group's looking at you from across the stage and they're trying to psych you out and they're kind of giving you dirty looks sometimes. And the audience lets you know in real time exactly how they feel about your performance. And any slight mistake, this audience goes crazy and will hoot and holler. I mean, it's more like a soccer crowd.
At the performances leading up to their big Bali Arts Festival debut, the Americans were enthusiastically received. On the festival fairgrounds before the competition, I stopped a man who gave his name as Yuda and asked what he thought about Americans playing gamelan.
It's amazing. I'm a Balinese. I can play gamelan. And it's amazing if an American can play this music.
Gamelan Dharmaswara. Selamat menyaksikan.
Dharmaswara's performance at the competition impressed Imade Bandham. He's professor of music and dance at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, and divides his time between his native Bali and the United States.
I think the Balinese people should learn something and creating something new like that. We have to have two ways of communication, you know, Western ideas and Balinese ideas combined at once. So make it really balanced. I like it very much.
Dharmaswara musician Vivian Fung says she learned something about communication by playing gamelan.
I think for me, one of the biggest differences is the collective mentality of a gamelan. Everything is based on the group. Even the mentality of how you play, you're playing paired with someone else. So you really have to be together with your partner.
She also learned something about the collective nature of Balinese culture.
And that's something I've had to wrap my head around because in a Western society, it's all about the self. So that switch of thinking for me was challenging because I'm coming from a Western world, but it also opened me up to this whole new idea of thinking of music and of thinking of culture and think of how to live, basically. And it's wonderful because the gamelan is like a microcosm of how the Balinese live.
So who won the contest? The musicians of Dharmaswara were respectfully modest, saying, "Ask the audience." For NPR News, I'm Gail Wine.
For Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. We'll be back next weekend on the radio. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.